Exercise 6, page 156.
Hello there.
Hi.
I'm sorry to disturb you, but could I ask you a question?
Of course. How may I help?
Well, my name's Mark, first of all. I'm a visitor to York and I wanted to ask someone who lives around here for a little information.
You're in luck then. My name's Sandra and I've lived here all my life. Where are you from?
I'm from Australia. Actually, this visit to Europe is the first time I've been abroad in my life. Everything's so different here in the UK, but many things are still familiar. It's weird.
Why did you choose my town to visit?
My grandmother grew up here and moved to Australia when she was 20.
Wow, that's so young.
Yes, I know. And she and her family argued about it, so she broke off contact.
How sad.
It is, isn't it? But I'm here with my mum and she's trying to track down her family. She wants to reunite everyone before they get too old.
Wow, what an exciting idea. It's sort of like a detective story. Any luck so far?
We visited her old house last night, but some other family are living there now.
What about records at the town hall?
Yes, that's on our list. We want to see if her two sisters got married and changed their names. We think at least one of them did. She had no brothers, you see.
So, what did you want to ask me?
This is going to sound crazy, but you really remind me of my grandma your age. In fact, you're the spitting image.
And you think I might be related to you?
I thought it was worth asking. Look at this picture. That's my mum she's got in the pram.
Wow, yes, I see what you mean. Well, my surname's Hastings, but my mother's maiden name was Scunthorpe.
I don't believe it. You might be my long-lost cousin.
Let me call my mum and ask her. What's your grandma's name?
Denise. She married a man called Gordon Matthews.